Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Hello, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, and it's me, Brilliant Ideas, with my sidekick, Brian the Wine Czar, the Dark Side Czar. Good evening, Brian.
Good evening. What's going on?
Well, I'm scrambling like a crazy nut because I've been over at the neighbors eating crabs and chicken and ran in to start the show. I'm not prepared, but that's not unusual. And Laurie, the Food News Jersey style girl, I don't know where she is. Last time I saw her, she was jumping in a truck and they were going to go feed a horse. And I guess that's food related, but Laurie will be here shortly. So how's it going, Brian?
Oh, it's just great. I think that great minds actually thunk alike today.
Thunk? Is that a word? Thunk?
Thunk, yes, it's a word. We made it up. I just made it up. It's a word. You know, this is Brilliant Ideas Radio. If we make something up and we say something, it is.
It must be real.
Would
okay,
you say so?
How do we thunk alike? Other than I can't ruin that. I got to talk about that later. How do we thunk alike?
Well, you know how you're always on me about your tinfoil and, you know, your bacon-wrapped cauliflower with cheese. Well, I didn't do the bacon-wrapped cauliflower. But if you weren't over at the neighbors eating crabs, you would have seen my post announcing the show. There were two packages on the grill of tinfoil.
Oh, really?
Basically, I said, I took a tin foil sheet out of the Big Kahuna's playbook tonight.
See, I'm wearing off on you, Brian. Have you noticed? Because I'm not drinking finer wine, and so obviously you're not wearing off on me, but you're using a lot more tin foil, and you're doing things like the grill man. So what did you have in your tin foil this evening?
First of all, I've been using tinfoil before I knew you. So
we're not even gonna go there. Okay.
We're not even gonna go there. But I did not do cauliflower, even though I bought a cauliflower today. I made roasted Brussels sprouts with bacon and mushrooms in a foil pouch on the grill.
Yeah.
And I also did cut up potatoes with onions, And they're not jalapenos. I don't know. My wife's growing some hot peppers, chili peppers, something out there. I cut up some chili peppers, put those in. And yesterday I made some compound butter, you know, herb butter.
Right.
You put the herbs and you just sort of mash it into the butter. So I put that in, and I roasted the potatoes. And then we both did chicken tonight. So,
Great minds do think alike. I guess. Are you wearing a necklace or something? Because you're making a clicking sound when you talk.
I am not wearing a necklace. You know, you go through this with me all the time asking if I'm making... I'm not even moving in my chair.
Well, you sound like either your braces are hitting up against your microphone or you've got a necklace on.
Yeah, right. My braces.
Well, first of all, you lost me at Brussels sprouts because I don't care. Even though you added bacon and mushrooms, Brussels sprouts to me are just... I used to call them when I was a kid. I think I've mentioned this before. I used to call them giant boogers. I just cannot get past Brussels sprouts. So how were your Brussels sprouts?
Wait, do you like cabbage? Do you like cabbage?
Yeah, but Brussels sprouts are nowhere, nothing like a cabbage.
Cabbage, it has a similar taste to cabbage.
No, it doesn't. It tastes like giant boogers.
Let me tell you, with the bacon and a little tatanka dust, they were perfect.
Well, good for you. I love
my wife doesn't like Brussels sprouts that much, but when I either shave them and cook them in a pan, saute them in a pan, I shave them thin, or I roast them in the oven, and in this case, on the grill, basically using the grill as an oven. She'll like them when they're, nice and caramelized.
So what kind of shaving cream do you use when you shave your Brussels sprouts?
Yeah. I use Barbasol, okay?
Okay. They're nasty. I've never been a fan of Brussels sprouts, but good for you. So, you had chicken, too, as your main course?
Chicken thighs with our good friend Gina's chicken shit sauce.
Yeah.
Why she calls it that, I don't know, but it's really good. I'm sure she sent it to you and you used it, but it's really good. It's kind of mustard based, but really good. So.
Yeah. What is her website?
Gina, if you're listening,
website. What's her website? I always forget. What's her website? Is it crazybitch.com?
Crazy Bitch Gourmet Sauces, something like that. Crazy Bitch. I'll look it up for sure, and then, I'll relay it at some point in the show.
All right. By the way, I'll make an announcement before I forget, because I've had a lot of wine and beer, and I tend to forget things when I have wine and beer. But September the 6th, I forget things when I'm sober. On September the 6th, we have, believe it or not, our four-year anniversary of Brilliant Ideas Radio. I cannot believe that we've actually been doing this for 4 years. And tonight I was asked by a neighbor, why did we start Brilliant Ideas Radio? And I honestly don't know why. But 4 years ago, actually I do know why. 4 years ago, I had a barbecue sauce that I was developing, and heard about these podcast things 4 years ago, so decided, for $39 a month, what a great way to advertise a new product. So that was the intention of Brilliant Ideas Radio back 4 years ago, and it was all about promoting barbecue sauce. And from there, it became a food show, and then on Saturdays, it became an hour-and-a-half show, and now we're on Sundays. But we've had, it's amazing, Brian, we've had over 320 shows. We've had about 230 different guests over the last 4 years. I'm inviting past guests to join us on our anniversary show, which will be on September the 6th. Just people coming on to say hello and see what they're up to since they were on our show last. And looking forward to the celebration. I want to say thank you to everybody who listens. And keep this doing this, because if you weren't listening, we wouldn't be doing this for 4 years. I look stupid, but I'm not that stupid. But people keep listening, so we keep doing it. Thank you for all your support. And also, thank you to our sponsor. If it wasn't for Dave Benjamin, our sponsor, we couldn't be doing these type things. We appreciate his help. That's hotboxgrills.com. And speaking of hot boxes, hey, look, Laurie's calling in. Hold on a second.
Oh, boy. I hope she didn't hear that one.
Hi, you guys. How are you? Hi, Brian.
I heard, hey, Laurie, I heard you, like, hopped in the truck and ran off somewhere. So
yes,
we need to know what's going on.
Well, let my neighbor Mary tell you that. She has a horse, and she wanted to have me come see her horse. So we hopped in the truck, and we started driving. I'm like, wait, I got to call into the show. I got to go call into the show. So we're parked.
So where are you now?
We're at the Spedden Church in Cambridge, Maryland. Yeah. And Mary's here, too. And Gus is here, the dog. Yep. And we called in because we're going to talk about our little outing today. We got invited by our amazing neighbors, Mary and Dave. And his name is Dave Benjamin. How weird is that?
Which is weird.
They invited us over for crabs. And then you made a chicken on the grill to bring over and your famous cauliflower and bacon. But I have to put Mary on for a second because she has to tell her little story about
Now put Mary on because, Brian, I'm gonna set this up, but this really isn't a setup. Okay, I made my famous cauliflower in a tinfoil wrapped in bacon with Italian dressing and garlic pepper and wrapped in bacon. Did I say wrapped in bacon? And... Okay, first
wrapped
of all,
in
Mary,
tinfoil.
Mary, yeah, wrapped in tinfoil, put on the grill. Now, Mary does not like cauliflower. And Mary, how was the cauliflower?
The cauliflower was banging.
I love that word. That's like a Jersey word. I'm like, this is banging. I'm like, I'm going to start using
it. It was banging, Brian. Banging, Brian. I mean, this is a woman who does not like cauliflower, and she said my cauliflower dish was banging.
Yep. She goes, it doesn't even
You know what, Grill? You've brainwashed them all. You just brainwashed them all. That's all I can say.
Now, her husband says, Mary was in the house. Her husband, you know, is getting all the food prepared. He's opening the crabs and the beer and broken up the cauliflower. He goes, Mary doesn't like cauliflower. I'm like, she's going to love it. I'm telling you. Okay. We'll make her taste it. She's like, okay. And she's like, this is banging. I'm like, oh, I like that word. Okay. Well, if you like it or not, use that word.
And, Brian, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. Dave is a crab, and he's a crabber, and he's going to be coming on our show in a couple of weeks once we convince him to come on and tell us a little bit about crabbing. But we had crabs at their house tonight, and, oh, my God. That's the one great thing about living on the Eastern Shore is having steamed crabs.
Blue crab, yep.
Amazing. So it was, and this is the weird part. We met Dave. They're the greatest neighbors in the world. We met Dave and Mary on Christmas Day, and if his name had been Joseph, it would have been perfect. It would have been Mary and Joseph on Christmas Day, but his name is David, so anyway.
They are perfect. Perfect, Mary and Joseph.
And
who's
she's
on
nurse.
The other phone? I can't hear them.
That's Laurie. She's jabbering away. Laurie, are you on your way back, or are you still feeding the horse?
No, it's the horse. Because we wanted to make sure we didn't miss the show.
You what?
You need to have heavy breathing. That's your dog.
I have no idea what she said. Do you know what she said, Brian?
We can't hear you, Laurie.
So wait a minute.
Anyway, Laurie, I'm going to put you on hold, and maybe you'll get a better signal. She's out in the boonies feeding horses or something. So hang on, Laurie. Don't go anywhere. All right, while we let her drive into the signal is. So, Brian, back to your Brussels sprouts and your chicken.
I have the website. It is crazybitchsauce.com,
www.crazybitchsauce.com.
And I tell anybody to go get you some because she is a crazy bitch, but she knows how to make sauces.
And she has some funny names for her sauces, but they're excellent. And the one called Chicken Shit it's actually a mustard-based sauce, and it's excellent on just about anything that you try. And by the way, another friend of ours, Marty Owens, at OwensBBQ.com, his tataka dust, I had that on my chickens. By the way, I grilled 3 chickens. Did you see those on Facebook, Brian?
I saw your 3 chickens in your 1 package of foil. I even made a comment about your foil.
Oh, you did? Well, I have to ask. Foil. Okay, let me explain this. Everybody makes fun of my foil, and I don't know why, because vegetables in foil, they steam inside the foil, and they don't dry out, and you keep all the juices in. So explain to me, Brian, why everybody hangs a hang-up about my foil.
Because we can. Look,
oh, well,
I know it works. I know it works, but, you know, if we didn't have something to rag you about, then life would not be fun.
I do use a ton of foil. I have to admit that.
You should own stock.
I know,
you
I should.
Really
I've actually
own
Laurie,
stock in Reynolds Wrap.
Well, Laurie brought me one of those giant foil rolls that you get like at a restaurant. She bought it at Costco or Sam's Club or one of those places that's got, like, I don't know, like 80,000 feet on it. I mean, it'll last forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I use so much of it. Anyway, okay. I guess we should talk about some food news. We lost Laurie because she's out in the boonies, but she did send me some food news. And before,
and
oh,
I got lots
go there,
of stuff.
All right, before we go,
do we
there,
wanna,
did you do? Huh?
Yeah.
Do we want to?
We want to be dark first.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. Did you do anything dark side this week? Side is briefly anything fast food that's not good for you, which is mostly fast food. That's dark side. So what did you do dark side, Brian, this week?
Well, actually, the first thing that I, you know, and I even mentioned it when I put the link up to the show, and I told people, I said, look, I've sunk to a dark depth that I've never been before by using the foil, of course. So that would have to be a dark moment for me. But I did have the new Hardee's, which is supposed to not be dark and bad for you. I did have the new Hardee's all-natural burger.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and you know what? They lost me with that one.
Well,
and it's not because the meat doesn't have any steroids or GMOs or OMGs or any of that stuff. But it was just a plain burger.
Yeah, this is the part I don't get. Okay, Hardee's, I was a little disappointed when I heard the commercial on the radio, and then I saw something on YouTube. I was a little disappointed in Hardee's because I think, oh, my God, now they're falling down to that side of the equation. They should stay out of that area, and the all-natural burger, they're trying to. See, here's the part I don't get. McDonald's and all those folks, I've said this 1,000 times, they're trying to appeal to the people who won't even go to their damn restaurants to begin with. The folks who go to Chipotle wouldn't catch themselves dead or alive at a drive-thru at Hardee's or McDonald's. So why are they trying to appeal to that market? Do they really believe they're going to pull those people over? No freaking way. So why do they do
but,
it, Ryan?
I know, but you know what? But you know what? Okay, it's there. And Hardee's has things, and they stay for a while. And they go. Look, the one they had last, the American, you know, with the hot dog on it, that's
right.
Gone.
I know.
It's gone. But El Diablo is still there.
Yes, it is, because it's the best
it's
burger they ever
still
made.
Still there. So it's okay to have one thing. You know, what if you go in with your dainty girlfriend and she's like, I can't eat one of those terrible greasy burgers with all the hot stuff on it and everything else. She can get the natural burger, and
no.
She can get the El Diablo.
No, you're wrong, because the dainty girlfriend that you're mentioning, if you had one who wanted to do that, you would not be going to Hardee's to begin with. She'd be taking you, to some tea room or something. She wouldn't be letting you go to Hardee's to begin with.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. I just don't get it. In fact, it's funny you brought this up, because I was looking at our ranking this past week on Blog Talk Radio, and thank you everybody for keeping us in the top 10. The sad part about what happens is that we actually get beat out by those folks that talk about GMOs, all natural, free range, blah-bitty-blah-bitty, and those are some of the folks. So I was thinking the other day, should we be more like them, but maybe we could be in the top five all the time, or should we stay in the dark side and be just in the top 10? So it's a really tough choice to make here, Brian. What should we do?
Well, see, okay. Part of the food news that I have today is going to kind of contradict what you say, because I pulled up an article where they did food rankings for fast food chains.
Right.
And I was surprised at who was coming up closer to the top. And part of it, I believe, has to do with what they're serving. And it's all the bad, you know what the GMO, you know, anti-GMO people would say is, oh, that's so evil, you know. So I would never change our formula.
Good.
You know what?
That's the conclusion I came to, because first of all, I can't be that way anyway after all the things I said and done. But it's true, there's a market for that. But tell us about these fast food companies. Who is
going from the bottom
to the top, or vice versa?
I'll start from the bottom, but I just wanted to make one more comment. Is it worth us to compromise ourselves just to be number one?
No.
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 No. We wouldn't be who we are. And
true.
You know what? It's okay to be number five or number four.
That's true.
You know,
we're not going to change now. It's too late. We're too old anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, I pulled up this article. It's from rantfood.com. And it's, you know, it was posted July 1st of this year. And it basically, they did a survey that says the results are in, and Americans have spoken. They have ranked the best fast food restaurants in 2015 in the 2015 American Customer Satisfaction Index Restaurant Report. A total of 18 chains were ranked on a scale of 0 to 100, and the ratings based on a combination of staff, courtesy, speed of checkout, blah, blah, blah. We don't have to get into that. All right, who do you think was number 18?
Number 18. Well, my
so
favorite of
last,
all favorites.
That's
probably
the worst one.
The one that's probably having problems, I'm going to say, probably McDonald's.
Absolutely correct, and they got a ranking of 67. You know that when we were in school, especially in grade school, and you took a test and you got a 67, that was like barely passing. McDonald's at number 18.
Wow.
I'm not going to read their reasoning, you know, why. Number 17, Jack in the Box. Well, I never liked Jack in the Box. I mean, do you even see a Jack in the Box anymore?
You know what? Jack in the Box has never gotten past that whole issue they had years and years ago. Even though I've eaten a Jack in the Box, I still, every time I go there, I'm going to talk about that whole E. coli thing. But every time I go there, I still think about that. And didn't they get rid of Jack anyway, the big bubblehead guy?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever actually driven past a Jack in the Box anywhere
in my travels.
Oh, okay.
I got to tell you a real quick story about Jack in the Box. I'm in the food packaging business, and in 2002, I actually visited their corporate headquarters in San Diego, and I was so disappointed. If you've never seen the commercials, you won't know what I'm talking about, but they have this guy who has a big bubble head, looks like a ping pong ball. And he's got a big smiley face on, and he's just a big giant ball. Anyway, I don't know why. I guess because of commercials. I expected that's the guy I was going to meet. I never met that guy when I went there and called on the company. I was very disappointed. Anyway, who was number 16?
Taco Bell.
Ah, Taco
I mean,
Bell.
Well, and you know what? Taco Bell gets kind of supplanted by Chipotle and Moe's and all of these other Tex-Mex type places that are that have come out now. So, I mean, Taco Bell is saying they need to go back to bringing the Chihuahua out on the commercials because
exactly when they got
I don't know.
I tell you what, you hit the nail on the head when they got rid of the Chihuahua. That's probably when they started flunking. And oh my God, remember the 7-layer burrito? Did you ever have that?
I never really ate at Taco Bell much. You know,
I did.
Just,
I did, and I do. But those Dorito tacos were unbelievable. But I heard they took those away, too, because of this old GMO crap. So there you go. So they're number 16. Who's 15?
Yeah, 15. And ironically, one of them just closed up around the corner from me, and I've just never seen one of these places close before. Burger King.
No!
What do we say about them?
Wow.
I mean, they've just become boring. They've got the same
well, you know
crap
what?
On there.
That's true. They have become boring. They don't do a whole lot of new things. That's a good point.
And I was surprised when the Burger King that was around the corner from where we are shut down.
Remember
like,
when they did that
wow.
stupid thing with a guy named Herb? That was back in the 70s or 80s. Do you remember that?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. See, I'm a fast food junkie, so I remember all the old stuff. Okay, who's number?
Yeah.
Who's the next?
You're
one?
Not gonna like the next. You're not gonna like the next one.
Uh oh.
You're not gonna like the next one.
Uh oh.
KFC.
Why? Why are they so low?
Okay, KFC has battled negative stereotypes about its food. However, they are bringing back the Colonel and are trying to appeal to families rather than individuals.
Have you
it
seen
has
that new guy?
Mixed
have you seen
results.
The new Colonel commercial? Have you seen the new old Colonel commercial? It's creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's like, he's like, I mean, is he going to like, gonna try to like rape that lifeguard or something?
It
mean,
is creepy.
I don't know. He's
don't
like,
know.
He's like eyeing him. He's like, would you like to try some of my nuggets?
That's what that K stands for now, creepy fried chicken.
so
geez,
I know you like
them.
Number 13, I could take a leave, but they've had some okay things recently. Wendy's.
Wendy's. They're trying to get better.
Number 12.
Hey, wait a minute.
Arby's.
Should they bring, wait a minute. Should they bring back, maybe they should bring back Dave Thomas. That'll help. That's awful. Okay, go ahead. 12.
Yeah. Number 12 is Arby's. Arby's, I can kind of take the leave.
You know,
I think. Yeah, go ahead.
What? No, I went to Arby's about 3 weeks ago. Because they have this big poster out front that said something about where the meat is, or I forget what the slogan is, but where the meat is. It was the worst sandwich I have eaten in years. Remember when Arby's used to stand for America's Roast Beef? Yes, sir. You probably don't remember that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, they got to do something. They just, it was blah. There's something about their roast beef sandwiches and their so-called mile-high piled sandwiches, they just don't cut it. And that's my own personal opinion, but I can understand why they're so low.
You know, and their stuff is expensive.
Yes, it is.
You know, but they do count, they're always counting about how their, you know, their meat is like, you know, the best prime rib, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm sorry, who serves prime rib in a fast food place? And is anybody ever going to really know after they've dumped it in all that jus that it was prime rib? We had this conversation about, what was it, Quiznos. They had like four different steak sandwiches, and I'm like, and one's prime rib, and one's this, and one's that. I'm like, okay, you tell me the difference. Here we go.
You know what, though? I'm impressed that you were able to use the word Jew in our broadcast.
The word what?
What? You said it was dipped in the Jew?
No, I said Quiznos.
No, I know, but anyway, go ahead. I'm off on left field.
Anyway, as far as I'm concerned, the next one could be right there with McDonald's, Starbucks at 11. I am
not
a fan of Starbucks.
Wait a minute, though. They're not even fast food, are they?
I don't get it that they put them in this category. As we move forward, though, what really kind of irks me, and this goes to the point I made earlier about, you know, you're wondering about the people that just sort of hump this, you know, natural food and GMO, anti-GMO and anti-this
right.
and anti-that, is the next 10 have all of the pizza places. And for me, why are these pizza places in the top 10? Why? Because they're bacon wrapping their crust, or they're putting hot dogs in the crust, or they're putting this, or they're putting that. And all the people who these groups that are so anti-everything, all the people who gravitate toward that obviously are much greater populace than the people who say, we need to stop, you know, eating and live in a glass bubble.
You know what, you're making a really good point there, because people don't really pick on the pizza guys when they put all that stuff on their crust and all the things they do, and you're right. they're taking advantage of the bacon and squirting it with cheese on the inside.
I can't stand any of those pizza places, but Little Caesar was number 10.
You know
what? Right.
Little Caesars has gotten better. Remember, you know, it was Pizza Pizza, and you can get one for $5, and it used to be crap.
Yeah.
It was like, you'd be better off eating the box, but they've gotten better. I kind of like their pizzas now.
But, I mean, number 9, Domino's.
Really?
Number 8, Subway's. Now, all right, I think
a
place like Subway's belongs in the top 10.
Yes, so do I. Even though they changed
their
like freaking
Subway's.
Bread.
I frequent
like
Subway's. We'll see if we can find you some of that good plastic bread. All right, so number 7, Dunkin' Donuts. First of all, whole country doesn't have Dunkin' Donuts, and they're coffee and donuts. So there you go with why is Starbucks in this category, why is Dunkin' Donuts in the category. But,
well,
you know,
speaking of Dunkin' Donuts, oh, my God. You go there and get those, what are those things called? Honey twirls, honey rolls, honey swirlers, those things that are like, they're twisting around like a pretzel. What is that thing called?
All right. You mean a cruller?
Yeah, I guess that's what they're called. They are, I mean, get their coffee and one of those, that is like going to heaven. Okay, what's number 6?
Okay, number 6, Pizza Hut.
Really? I haven't been to Pizza Hut since I was like 7.
Number 5 is Papa John, and I think number 5 is Papa John because he's got more money than anybody right now and is probably spending more of it on advertising.
I don't
so more people
one.
Are going to Papa John.
I don't know about that one.
I'm not a Papa John. I'm not any of this pizza. Number 4, Panera Bread.
Oh, come on.
Now, Panera Bread is not really fast food.
You got to go to Panera Bread. It's like you got to fill out papers and for a loan. It's so expensive, and that's not even close to being fast food.
Well, I'll tell you, you can get a sandwich and a fountain drink for less than it costs to get one of those Arby's sandwiches at Panera. I used to use Panera because I would use the free Wi-Fi.
There you go.
So I don't have a problem with Panera. But except they're not really fast food, per se. Number 3 kind of irked me because number 3, it says all other. And then when I went and I read the category, that included Hardee's. So Hardee's made number 3. But who puts Boston Market in with Hardee's? That place is terrible. Hardee's deserves to be number 3 all by itself.
Wait a minute. Boston Market, I didn't know they were still around. I thought they went bankrupt.
I didn't think they were around either, but apparently they are.
Okay.
It says, this group contains a lot of different restaurants like Hardee's, Boston Market, and many others. mostly they are regional chains, and they tend to do a little better because of that.
I have a feeling you're going to get the number one, and I'm going to be pissed off, aren't I?
I have a feeling you're going to be pissed off, too. but it's number two.
All right, what is
number
two?
Take a wild guess. What's number two? What place do you always argue with me about that makes a really expensive burrito?
Yeah, I know. I can't eat. First of all, I don't even like going to a place where I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Chipotle, whatever. Is that
number
two?
Chipotle. That number two is Chipotle. And you know what? It's fine that they, you know, they're touting all this stuff about, you know, they have no GMOs anymore. But I still say I want them to prove that the soda syrups that they use in their fountain are not made from corn syrup of non-GMO corn.
I don't believe a word they
say. I guarantee you it's not so. So they are not GMO free.
Are they serving pork now? Because since I don't go in the place and I boycotted it years ago, are they now serving pork?
I don't. You know what? It's been a while, actually, since I've been in one, because it is on the expensive side. And, you know, a lot of times when I have to stop, I really don't feel like getting on that freaking line that takes forever to get, you know, to finally get your food because there's so many people in there. Although their little, you know, synopsis of Chipotle claims that the lines move quickly. So I don't know if they're doing the pork anymore.
Yeah,
I think that
the
I don't
lines,
know if that was a temporary
lines,
thing.
Hey, the lines move quickly at Disney World too, Brian.
Yeah. But anyway, what
number
do you
one.
Think number one is? And I like this place, but I don't like some of their politics, so, you know, I get it. What do you think number one is?
Number one, let me think. Don't like their politics, wow.
Well, let's put it this way.
I have no clue.
I don't stop myself from eating there just because I think that they, you know, they have strange politics. Like, you know, like I would stop you from, you know, whatever you believe in. It's not going to stop me from eating.
Who
there.
Is this? Because now you got me confused. Who is it?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, you know what? I ate at Chick-fil-A just like a week ago. I don't get it. Their chicken sandwiches, in my opinion, do not have any taste. And for God's sake, what happened to the pickle, by the way, Chick-fil-A? They used to have
I don't
a pickle.
Know, maybe
Did you
got,
have a pickle over there?
Maybe you got robbed.
I must have got
their
robbed.
Thing says,
and, huh?
Their thing says, Chick-fil-A does one thing, and it does it well. The chicken sandwich is why people go, and the customer service is among the best. I mean, I don't get it. My issues with them is that, you know, and there's nothing wrong with being very Christian or anything, but, you know, they have that whole thing and they're pro-life and they're anti-gay, you know, but it doesn't stop me from eating there.
I don't like the waffle fries. I don't like their chicken sandwiches.
I like the waffle fries.
I don't
get them being number one. I mean, I would put Hardee's as number one, but Hardee's, you know, is a smaller chain, and a lot of people don't know Hardee's. You realize that when I do my GPS, if I'm looking for Hardee's, they're really spaced out in some places. You can't find them. You know, it's not like finding, you know, 10 McDonald's in a 5-mile span, and of course none of them are doing any business. But anyway, Chick-fil-A was number one.
Well, thank you for that report. That was just mind-boggling, some of it, especially the pizza guys and Dunkin' Donuts. You know, we're almost out of time, believe it or not. We got 5 minutes. I was going to talk about a couple other stories, but you took up the whole show talking
Sorry.
About that. I will make one little comment here, because our buddies at Whole Foods got in trouble again, and I won't read the whole story, but did you hear... You hear about the $6 asparagus water?
Yeah. I just heard about it on the radio the other day, and I'm like thinking, oh my God, we're probably going to talk about it.
Well, make a long story short, they were sticking asparagus stalks in bottled water and charging $6 a bottle for it, and they were claiming just one. It was only one store, and they've now pulled the product. But they were claiming that it, you know, the nutrients from the asparagus would get into the water, and it was. From what I understand, it was they call it asparagus water gate. Get it? But anyway,
yeah,
they were so damn. People were buying it $6 a bottle. So anyway, I thought that was funny, and I was going to tell a story, but we don't have time. Remember, we spoke about Sweet and Low and
saccharin and aspartame and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that next week. How new science has proven that there is nothing wrong with those sugar substitutes, and there's new findings that have been made that actually it might be better for you than sugar. So we'll keep that for next week, and we're almost out of time, Brian. So
what I'm understanding here is that I can go back to putting those little saccharin tablets on my tongue like I used to love to do.
Because it's good for you. There's nothing wrong with it.
Man, you just made my day.
I know. All that scientific information was wrong, and they've proven it to be false. And the rats were not dying of cancer because of saccharin. So, you can put those on your tongue now.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, and I had another one. We'll have to curtail till next week maybe if we need it regarding strange potato chip flavors. But, you know, we can talk about that next week for sure.
Time flies when you're having fun. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you want to be part of the September 6th anniversary show, let us know. Send me a private message on Facebook or an email at greatideas@earthlink.com. Love to have some of our past guests on. Everyone listening, join us for that show. It should be interesting. I don't know at this point who's going to show up. I got like 10 people who have RSVP'd, and it'll be an extended show that night. So anyway, Brian, we're out of time. I guess Laurie's gone, still feeding the horses, so we'll call it an evening. And thanks again, everyone. Have a nice week. We'll see you next Sunday. And Brian, we're having a guest next Sunday, right?
Yes, we are. Actually, I got confirmation. So we are having a guest.
All right. Everyone, we'll see you next Sunday, 8 p.m. And I'm going to play a song by Todd Berry, Politically Incorrect Redneck. That's me. Everyone, have a nice one. We'll see you next week.
Been a rebel from deep down in the south, getting my share of trouble for what comes out of my mouth. I call them like I see them, maybe I come on too strong. You got your opinions and the right to say I'm wrong. That's the way I am, what you see is what you get. I'm a free thinking, beer drinking, politically incorrect redneck. I don't hate nobody, don't mean to stir things up. I don't use the right words, I ain't sensitive enough. It's gotten too damn easy to step on people's toes. You sugarcoat the truth or get sued before you know. No matter what I say, somebody gets upset with this free-thinking, beer-drinking, politically incorrect redneck. I'm sorry, I'm so backward, so crude, so second class. Please help me out and tell me, what's the PC way to say, kiss my ass? I wonder who these people are that sit around all day, making up a list of words we can and cannot say. They got everybody thinking this should be the law. I read the First Amendment, I know my rights, y'all. Well, call me civil-minded, well, that's what you expect from this free-thinking, beer-drinking. frank and politically incorrect redneck. I'll tell them so. No regret, I'm a free thinking, beer drinking, politically incorrect redneck. I'm a free thinking, beer drinking, politically incorrect redneck.
That's right. You can tell them all they can kiss my grill. Go look that up in your PC dictionary. Oh, did I say something wrong?